Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of the Membership IQ, where we get smart about membership. You know, there are so many people working for membership organizations, volunteering for membership organizations, and yet membership as a practice, as a strategy, really has never been studied or analyzed in any great depth. There is no resource, be all end all resource about membership. I have been studying membership for the past 20 years, and I want this podcast to be the resource. I want to share with you all that I've learned in my research on member engagement, and to help you better understand how to recruit, engage, retain members, and make sure your association's around for a very, very long time. So I'm Sarah Sladek. Welcome back. This is the Membership IQ, and today we're going to talk a little bit about strategy. So when I was in college, I started to realize that I sometimes had difficulty reading the whiteboard. It was a little bit fuzzy, and so I had my eyes checked, and I found out I needed glasses. And I have something really embarrassing to admit. I have many, many pairs of glasses. I don't need to wear my glasses very often. I wear them for distance only. And so a lot of times I take my glasses off and I put them to the side. And this is embarrassing to admit, but I lose my glasses often. In fact, I have so many pairs of glasses and I lose them so often that as I was preparing for this podcast and I wanted to show and use the glasses as a prop, and I realized there were a couple of pairs I couldn't find. Huh. Think of that. That is an embarrassing fact about me. I tend to lose things. I tend to lose glasses and car keys and little things like that. But what do glasses have to do with what we're talking about today with membership strategy? Well, we're talking about vision. Vision. I wear glasses for that long, that far away vision. Your association might need glasses too. In fact, I find a lot of associations need glasses for vision because they're only thinking about what's here and now, right in front of their face. And they fail to look out at the horizon. They fail to think about who and what is coming next. And as a result, they get blindsided. They all of a sudden are irrelevant and struggling to recruit, retain, engage members. We need vision, and it's got to be 2020 or better. You got to have it. So I was recently teaching a membership workshop, and there were associations and chambers and membership organizations from all varieties all over the country and actually the world. There were a lot of international people there as well. And during this session, I was talking about vision, and I led people through an exercise that I think would be incredibly valuable for you to do at your association. And again, we're talking about vision. So how do we do that? First, it's kind of the new, now, and next approach. Okay. So the now first. You start by having conversations with those on your team about what is challenging our members right now. What is the most urgent? What are their greatest needs, their hurdles, their obstacles to succession, to succeed? What do people need to succeed? And this is absolutely critical, because when your association begins to distance itself from what is relevant and needed and urgent and important, all of a sudden membership begins to decline, because people make their decision to join based on your association's ability to solve a problem. Now, when I say that, I get a whole lot of kickback. People say, no, it's really because of networking. People join associations for networking. No, when we look at the data, we know for a fact that people actually initially join your association because they believe you can help them solve a problem. So it's up to you to understand what those problems are. And they will renew their membership when your association has solved their problem, or they believe you're making an honest to God effort to solve their problem, and they feel engaged and feel a sense of belonging and connectivity within the organization. So we have to know what is happening right now and prohibiting your members from reaching their full potential and prohibiting your association from reaching its full potential. So that's the now. Then you begin to project out just a little bit. We start to talk about what is new, what is likely to happen in the next few years that our associations need to be preparing for. And again, when I do this exercise and we talk about things just a few years ahead, it's always really interesting because people tend to talk about things that are happening right now. For example, when I posed this question to this group of associations, one of the answers was, well, in a few years, we're really going to have to talk about embracing technology. In a few years? Because we just went through a global shutdown, a pandemic where everyone had to be using technology. And we're still not embracing it. Or the fact that the home computer first arrived in the 1980s, and here we are all these years later, decades later, and we're still struggling to get our associations to embrace technology. And we think it's not a now thing, or even a yesterday, or a long time ago thing. We're actually talking about technology in terms of the next few years as something that needs to be done. That association, those individuals, have completely lost their vision. They are so stuck in the past, so stuck in the here and now, they can't even think about vision. They can't even see it. So when we talk about things that may be down the pike, we've got to be actually thinking further out. We've got to be thinking about the next 3 to 5 years, and whatever's going to be happening in the next 3 to 5 years should actually be talked about and acted upon right now. But it's hard sometimes. Of course, we can't predict everything. We couldn't predict a pandemic, but there are a lot of things we can predict. One example, just one. We know that mental health is taking the front seat, that anxiety and depression are skyrocketing, and individuals are going to be looking to work environments and to membership experiences to address mental health on a greater scale. That's just one thing. There are actually many, many things. We're living through a time of incredible disruption. So there are many, many things that are changing. We just got to pay attention to what's changing and why. Now, the last thing that your association needs to be doing is actually vision way out. And if it's challenging to be thinking not only about what's happening now, but a couple of years from now, wait to see what happens when you're talking about 10 to 15 years from now. So I've done this exercise with lots of associations. I have learned that the associations that are the most successful, the most relevant, the most valuable, the most likely to grow a membership are those that are having conversations frequently about what's likely to happen 10, 15 years from now. So these are organizations that are saying, okay, if this was day one for our association and we were creating it entirely from scratch, this is what we would create. And they suddenly realize that, wow, what we would create from scratch is radically different from what we're currently doing. And that's a bit of a problem. And that might be why we're becoming irrelevant and why we're not considered so valuable anymore. So have those tough conversations, those innovative brainstorming discussions with your teams about who and what is coming next today, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You gotta have vision. Far too many associations get stuck in the day-to-day and they're just concentrating on planning their next big event or their next advocacy push or their next staff meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have vision, you're not going anywhere. So start with vision. This is Sarah Sladek. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Membership IQ.